This is an indie filmmaker. He spends most of his nights behind a camera in a local New Jersey convenience store with people he went to school with who are equally as unsuccessful as he is. But that's all about to change.
Roll camera.
Rolling.
Clerks, scene 15GF, take 37.
Action.
Shooting Clerks is the biographical retelling of how New Jersey filmmaker Kevin Smith bankrolled his first movie and defied the odds to make an American cult classic.
You're gonna make a movie in a convenience store?
Why not? How many times you seen that?
Exactly.
Okay, so you're gonna produce a movie set in your place of work, funded by credit cards fraudulently acquired.
Yep.
That's metal, dude.
Scottish filmmaker Christopher Downey set out to include the original cast of Clerks in his biopic. The original film's main character, Dante Hicks, is played by Brian O'Halloran.
You know what the real tragedy about all this is? I'm not even supposed to be here today!
Seriously, I am supposed to be here, but tonight, I'll say it for you. I'm not even supposed to be here today!
Brian is making rounds at film festivals in support of Shooting Clerks. He's one of its associate producers.
The guys, Christopher Downey, had contacted myself and Ernie O'Donnell, who played Rick Terrace, and Scott Schiaffo, who was the Chulies gum guy, Marilyn Gigliotti, who played Veronica from the original Clerks, and Lisa Spoonhour, who played Caitlin, and on and on, all these other people that take a part in it in different cameo type of roles. Not playing ourselves, mind you, because we're now much older, but cameo roles.
So what's it about?
It's a day in the life of kind of picture. In this case, a convenience store clerk.
You're seeing the making of a vision of young filmmakers making the film that they want to make, not caring what other people really think in the end.
Well, I guess it isn't customers in particular, maybe just a group of customers.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, the milkmaids.
The milkmaids?
The women that go through every gallon of milk looking for that later date, as if somewhere beyond all the other gallons is a container of milk that won't go bad for like a decade.
You know who I can do without? I can do without the people in the video store.
Which ones?
All of them.
We were Generation Xers. We were 22 to 25-year-olds just going around and showing other 22 to 17 to 25-year-olds the movie. And it just so happened to click with them. And then we've been fortunate that now going on 24, almost 5 years, fans really enjoy this film, still has lasting power, and Kevin still makes shows and movies that still connect with generations of people.
Shooting Clerks is making a name for itself on the Indie Film Festival circuit. It recently took home the Audience Choice Award at the Monmouth Film Festival. In Red Bank, I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.
Shooting Clerks. Coming soon to a convenience store near you.